Waters of the United States, or WOTUS, is scheduled to be implemented at the end of August, but a flood of lawsuits is attempting to stop that from happening. At least three lawsuits have been filed on behalf of numerous states, and one includes a number of organizations representing industries impacted by the new regulation, including agriculture. Dustin Van Loo is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council.
Yet another example of this administration not listening to the concerns of cattle producers and livestock producers across the country. We were left with no other choice but to join a coalition of other use industries in filing suit in the district court in Texas against the EPA in their WOTUS rule. They finalized a rule that's simply unworkable for our members and will lead to negative impacts on their operations and their ability to produce quality beef and lamb into the future.
Colin Whittle with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they're willing to do whatever it takes to stop implementation of the rule.
You know, this is truly a fall on our sword type of issue. We cannot allow this to be put in place. It would be devastating to all of us in agriculture, but especially in the cattle business. We could very well wind up in the Supreme Court, and we're prepared to do that.
Whittle says NCBA is also supporting legislation in Congress to stop the rule.
We have bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate in looking at the concerns with the Waters of the United States rule and ultimately understanding that this is going to have a major impact on all land users, but especially on those of us in agriculture. In fact, we just got some more feedback that it's determination of EPA that any stock tank or pond that runs around in a flooding type event would be considered a water of the United States. Some of the very concerns that we've had all along that the administrator has told us we didn't need to worry about are coming true, and I think that's helped us get the support in Congress.
WOTUS will be one of the major topics of discussion this week as NCBA meets in Denver for the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.